With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The president promising airstrikes on Iran's power plants and bridges across that country on Tuesday, unless the Iranians open the Strait of Hormuz. Elsewhere today, a U.S. service member missing in Iran since being shot down out of the sky in his F-15 on Friday has been rescued in a daring effort, including dozens of aircraft, according to the Pentagon. He is seriously wounded but expected to recover. The Pentagon made a surprising announcement this past week during the ongoing war against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed the Army's top uniformed officer and two other generals without giving a reason for the departures. It was an unusual personnel move during major combat operations against Iran. Meanwhile, President Trump offered no clear timeline on when the war may end during Wednesday's nationwide address. He said the conflict would end very shortly, but also said U.S. military forces would continue to hit Iran hard for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is Easter Sunday. Most of the world's 2 billion-plus Christians celebrating the resurrection. U.S. churches say Easter is the holiday that draws the most people by year. Celebrations will be muted in war-torn parts of the world, including in Israel and in Ukraine. Speaking of which, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is concerned that a prolonged U.S.-Israeli war on Iran could erode a U.S. support for Ukraine as Washington shifts its global priorities. He says his country urgently needs more Patriot air defense systems. Finance ministers of 5 European countries want to put a windfall tax on energy companies, fearing inflation as the war continues. The proposal would revive profit caps used during the 2022 energy crisis. This is SRN News. A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past 2 decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukasik says that Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers, quote, whose suffering is understood as part of a broader global struggle facing Christianity. In Egypt, most Christians belong to the ancient Coptic Church. They make up about 10% of the population. Chile's new president is deeply religious in a country that's grown increasingly secular. José Antonio Kast's faith resonates with many supporters, and political analysts say it may shape but not immediately change policy on issues ranging from abortion to the LGBT agenda. Kast won nearly 60% of the vote. He's opposed contraception, same-sex marriage, and abortion for many years. This is SRN News. A smoky wildfire in Southern California that broke out on Friday is mostly under control.
The Springs Fire in Riverside County became 75% contained by Saturday. Riverside is located about 64 miles east of Los Angeles. Strong Santa Ana winds predicted a gust as much as 45 miles per hour on Saturday had dissipated a bit since Friday. About 260 personnel are battling the blaze. So far, no structural damage.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, April the 5th. It's the 95th day of 2026. On this date in history, 1933, as part of his New Deal programs, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed an executive order establishing the Civilian Conservation Corps, a Depression-era work relief program for single men aged 18 to 25. The program employed more than 2.5 million men. This is SRN News.